quote, a new season is upon you. Thoughts as you get ready and start playing for real here tonight?
Well, I think we're all really excited to get going. You know, I think the players are done with training camp and we want to move forward. So we're excited to be here in Edmonton and excited to try to get ourselves our first win.
What do you expect from a young defenseman in his first NHL game? What's kind of a fair expectation as the coach heading into a game like that for a kid?
Well, I think, you know, he's going to have butterflies a little bit, but, you know, he's done pretty well in the preseason. We've enjoyed watching him play and coaching him, and he's a very confident young man, so I think that for him, he'll just have to get used to the jitters and sort it out.
Well, do you start sort of thinking glass right from the end of last year because the team was so close and think, okay, we're going to tinker a bit and kind of make that next jump for the next year?
I think it's too early to start thinking about playoffs. I think we have to focus on the process and focus on the task that's in front of us. For now, we're in Edmonton. We're trying to get ourselves a first win, and that's what we're focusing on. We know that all the games are important, and you know that you have to get off to a good start. So we're not looking at the big picture of things. We're looking at, we know there's a process to this, and that's what we'll focus on.
Pretty good opportunity for Mark Scheifele this year, skating on a line already with Evander Kane. He said he feels as good as in any of the last couple of years. Do you notice that as well? Is there a difference?
Yeah, I think that Mark certainly knows the landscape. He's been with us for a couple of years, as you mentioned. So for us, he just needs to settle in and play. He's a very good distributor. He's got great hockey sense, and he'll be excited to play. I talked to him this morning. He says he feels great. So he feels like his legs are real good tonight, and we're looking forward to watching him play and trying to find chemistry with that line.
How much is having Charlie Huddy help a guy like Trouba, I guess, just because he was in that situation, he was a young guy,
sure.
Big expectations.
Well, Charlie's been good because Charlie's got a lot of experience at winning. The other thing is that Charlie's is fairly low key, and I think that's really good with our group of defensemen. I think that really helps settle players down. And the other thing that Charlie has, he's got great patience, and he's very good with the players in games and between periods and in practice. So he's been a real good influence for all the young players.
These two teams have had a rivalry that dates back a long, long time ago. Tonight is a chance to start a new chapter, I guess, new generation of players?
Well, I think in our particular case, being in Winnipeg 2 years here the second time around, I think that the rivalries that will get built. You know, I don't know that this group recognizes too much of what's gone on with the rivalries in the past, so it's kind of hard to deal with that. For us, you know, we know that the games are important just as Edmonton do, and I think that those rivalries end up being built. But they're big games for everybody, and so we'll be ready to go.
How do you approach this night tonight being the road club, you know, with all their opening ceremonies and having your club have to sit through and make sure that they're ready to go come whenever that game time starts?
Well, the preparation won't change much for us. I think both teams will be looking to get off to a good start. That'll be the key, you know, to the game. The other thing here, being on the road, is you want to try to get the crowd out of it if you have a choice. You know, so how you start and how you play is going to be very important at the beginning, especially the first 10 minutes. And we would rather be on the forecheck than be defending. So, but you know, there's another team that wants the same thing, so it'll be interesting.
What's your favorite part about opening night, Cody?
You know what? I just like to get the games going opening night for me. You know, I like to get past all the raw stuff and get the game going and get the excitement of the game, get back to meaningful games. So that's, for me, that's the best part of opening night is these games mean something now, and it's part of the process of trying to establish where we want to go and part of the vision of where we're going to. We try to get that process going, and so that's exciting for me.
What do you see in Trouba so far? He's a young defenseman. He says, Charlie's saying, always saying to me, less is more for a defenseman.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that Trouba has been a confident player. He's looked good in camp. He doesn't look uncomfortable. His first game we played in Belleville was a big rink, a European-sized rink, so it was a little bit difficult. But I think after that, he progressively has gotten better. I think that the big thing with him is he makes smart decisions, and he looks like he's very comfortable on the ice. You know, having said that, I think we have to be intelligent in how we deal with Jacob and recognize that he's a first-year player and he's a 19-year-old player. Our expectation level is for him to just try to get better, and we know that there may be some bumps there.
Do you think playing a year in college against older player in college
helped him as opposed to being a junior player playing against 17-year-olds. At least he played as an 18-year-old playing against maybe 21-year-olds in college.
Well, I think that with Jacob, he's done that a few times. He did that as in development camp. He was playing, you know, or his development team of the U18s. He was playing against older college players as a young player, so he's done it twice, and he's done it again. So the transition from him to go from the U18 to the college game was just another game in the league for him. So I think that it's brought on a maturity in his game that I think that we are able to see now. But, you know, having said that, we have to make sure that we're patient and our expectation level is reasonable, and that's what we want to try to make sure that we're recognizing he's a young player.
Do you, as a coach of the young defenseman, I wouldn't say hide is the right word, but do you look at him and say, okay, we can't play him against the first line yet, or we work him in slowly against the third line?
Well, you know, I think what we'd have to do there, Charlie is very intelligent in how he deals with the players and young players. You know, there's a certain aspect of allowing young players to gather confidence, and sometimes you have to show confidence in them. So I think that's very important, and I think that Charlie does that well. You know, and Jacob has played well enough that, you know, he's played in a lot of different situations in the preseason and played against some pretty heavy players. So so for him, it's just he's excited to play, and we're looking forward to having him in the game.
Hey guys.